SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Maituturing ang Australia na nasa gitna ng pinakamalalang krisis sa pabahay sa kasaysayan nito na may mga eksperto na nagsasabing libo-libong sambahayan sa buong bansa ay nasa matinding stress dahil sa pag-upa at nanganganib pa na mawalan ng tahanan. Naglungsad ang Everybody's Home ng National Housing Campaign ng isang bagong investigasyon na nakatakdang makinig ng mga personal na kwento mula sa mga umuupa, mga taong may mga mabibigat na mortgage at mga serbisyo para sa mga walang tahanan. Narito pa ang ibang detalye. Couchsurfing, bumabalik sa bahay ng mga magulang o nahihirapang magbahagi sa iyong tinitirahan. Ilan lamang ito sa mga sitwasyong kinakaharap ng libo-libong tao sa Australia sa gitna ng pinakamalalang krisis sa pabahay sa kasaysayan nito. Ang Everybody's Home, isang pambansang kampanya na naghahanap ng solusyon sa krisis, ay naglulunsad ng bagong investigasyon na tinatawag na People's Commission into the Housing Crisis, kung saan nakatakda itong makinig mula sa mga miyembro ng komunidad. Sinabi ng tagapagsalita ng kampanya na si May Azizi na ang komisyon ay gaganapin sa Mayo sa loob ng hindi bababa sa 2 araw.
Australia is in the midst of the worst housing crisis that we've ever had. We've got hundreds and hundreds of thousands of households across the country in the most severe rental stress. There's 640,000 households who are not just in rental stress, but the most severe, dire rental stress that really puts them at risk of becoming homeless. We've got median house prices in major cities like Sydney so expensive that you actually need to be on an income over $200,000 to get a loan. And we've got rents that have surged, asking rents that have surged by 75% since we started the pandemic. So this is truly a crisis.
Naganap ang maraming pagdinig sa parlyamento, pamahalaang estado at teritoryo noong nakaraan. Sinabi ni Azizi na ang kanilang pagdinig ay naiiba sapagkat ipapakita nito ang mga karanasan ng mga karaniwang tao na naaapektuhan ng krisis.
What we see is that when Parliament has inquiries and when state and territory governments have inquiries, they go to organizations, they go to academics, and all of that is great and really important. We need to be hearing from those people, but what they don't do is hear from the average Australians who are affected by the crisis. We've already heard from hundreds of people who've put in submissions to our People's Commission, and we're looking forward to showcasing their stories and their experiences. Because they're the ones who are really able to tell us what it's like on the front line.
Sumusulat ang Everybody's Home sa Housing and Social Service Ministers at inaanyayahan silang makilahok sa proseso. Dagdag ni Azizi na kanilang hinihikayat ang gobyerno na gumawa ng 2 pangunahing aksyon.
The first thing we need them to do is really step up and start supplying housing itself. Back when housing was affordable in Australia, about 1 in 3 people who rented from the government, and about 1 in 4 new builds that was going up was being built by the government. Now it is an absolute fraction of that. The vast majority of people have got a private landlord. Housing is just getting more and more expensive and government is pulling back more and more. That needs to change. The other thing we need to see them do is wind back some of these tax handouts for hobby landlords and small-time investors. We know that that is pushing up the cost of housing, but it also means that the government is spending the most money on people during this crisis who really don't need the help.
Paano ba napunta ang Australia sa sitwasyong ito? Sinabi ni Professor Hal Pawson ng University of New South Wales na ang mga Australiano ay patuloy na nakararanas ng malaking pagbabago sa merkado ng pabahay na karamihan ay sanhi pa rin ng pandemya na COVID-19.
The cost of a home has gone up 50% in the last 4 years, which is really, even in Australia, where house price inflation is often quite high for periods, that's quite a high level. But even more surprising, I think, or more striking, is that rents have also risen by around 50% since March 2020 or the beginning of COVID. And that's putting a lot of people under pressure.
Anya, ang mga kondisyon sa pag-upa sa Australia ay napapag-iwanan o nahuhuli sa ibang bahagi ng mundo.
Not just because they're perhaps facing very high rent increases at the moment, but more fundamentally because the security of tenure in the private rental sector is really quite limited in Australia. It has been improving in some states in the last 2 or 3 years because a number of states have been looking at this and have been recognizing that there's a need to update their residential tenancies legislation. And what the main components of that is ending the possibility of a landlord ending a tenancy without any cause to do so.
Ngunit sa maraming Australiano pa rin na nadarama ang hirap, sinabi ni Poston na ang tunay na kailangan ay pagtataas ng supply ng abot-kayang pabahay para sa mga may mababang kita sa pang-upa na anya ay matagal nang dapat gawin.
And that is something which again is beginning to happen through the Housing Australia Future Fund, the federal government's social housing and social and affordable housing investment initiative. So that is getting underway at the moment, but it will take some time to come into effect. And even then, it's too little. It needs to be both extended and expanded, I think, to really meet the size of the challenge which exists.
Ang ulat na ito ay mula kay Hannah Kwon para sa SBS News na isinalin sa wikang Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.